This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dylan and Dean.
This is Mad Wednesday with Dylan and Dean on Joy, and we have a Joy favourite. She's often on our airwaves, and we love every minute of it. Welcome to Samantha Jay. We'll just get that to stop. A little bit of applause for you. Thank you for joining us, Samantha.
Oh, thank you so much for having me back.
Oh, absolutely. A pleasure. Now, you're an ARIA Award-winning singer, a songwriter, an actress, and now you're a model as well for Bras and Things. You're doing a whole lot of stuff, aren't you?
You know, I'm trying it all out. Yeah, I know. It's so exciting. I mean, it's such a new role for me to take on, and I'm just really excited about it, yeah.
It must be really fantastic to be able to have such diversity within your career and be able to do so much.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because when I kind of started in this industry, which was years ago and I was a lot younger, I never thought about, I mean, I knew I wanted to probably try out some acting, but I never thought about other, you know, ventures in business. And now that I'm, you know, have been in it for a while, it's just amazing that you can do so much. And I think, you know, to empower the women and to also broaden my brand and everything like that. So it just feels really nice to be in that place finally.
You've been on Summer Bay, so you're used to filming beach scenes, but is it a little bit different when you're in the studio in your bras and things and just a little bit exposed in your undies, in your beautiful undies?
Yeah, how's that so feel? Nerve-wracking. Yeah, I mean, I was very, very nervous, and because I was like, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to be empowered, and I'm going to feel great. And then I got there, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm really nervous. What am I doing? Everybody was lovely.
Of course, we're talking about the Samantha Jade collection that's been announced as a part of Bra and Things. And yeah, you're modelling all these gorgeous bits of lingerie, but it was really comfortable and lovely to be able to do those shoots and film that.
Honestly, as soon as I walked out and everyone was like, oh, you know, you look great and this is going to be fantastic. And I thought, you know what, I've worked really hard to get where I am. I've worked really hard on my body and been really healthy. And I'm just excited to show other girls, like, if I can do it, you can do it.
Is it kind of weird modelling in lingerie because, you know, you're wearing these undergarments but you've got to kind of pose a certain way and look a certain way as you're doing it? Is it kind of odd?
Oh, God, yeah. It's not because you're like every angle is just exposed, so you just have to just do your best. But I was lucky enough to have the most incredible photographer, incredible team on the shoot. And really, Bras and Things and what they stand for as well is that they stand for just, you know, empowerment and feeling great in your body and being in the best healthy shape you can be in. It was just really empowering.
Now, it's not just, obviously, the modelling that you've done. You also had some input into the actual styles and things that were put forward, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. And I really wanted to make sure, because I obviously do a lot of shows, and I wanted to make sure that there were things that you could wear, because I love like a little bralette with a high-waisted pants, or, you know, if you're wearing a blazer, to have like a beautiful bodysuit underneath. So I wanted to make sure that was in the range, and I'm really happy with how it's come out.
And they're trendy as well. I believe we're getting an insight onto this season, the two key trends. Of course, we all know it's embroidery and cross lace-up details.
Do you know what any of that is, Dylan?
I know what embroidery is.
It's kind of funny because we're sitting here on Joy and you're talking to two gay men about bras and things.
What's a cross-cross lace-up detail when they're at home?
Well, look, the kind of embroidery stuff has been, you know, something that's obviously been in every season, I think, and then you just kind of bring it back. But, I mean, this detail on these bodysuits and these bras are absolutely beautiful. They're beautifully put together and they look really classy. Nothing is tacky in the range. It's really quite beautiful.
It must have been a whole lot of fun to be on that designing side of things, because you've also done jewelry design. You must really enjoy incorporating that into what you do and how you do it.
Oh yeah, I mean, that's such a fun part. It's the creative process, which, you know, coming back to music is definitely my favorite part too, because you know you create. It's time to kind of like, you know, let yourself run wild, and then it's not till later that you have to rein it in. So yeah, I love the design process.
Do you think, considering at a very young age you did have a career in music, but more as a songwriter, and then when you finally were in Australia and kind of not discovered in Australia because you already had a career within music, but do you think having that kind of background has given you a great opportunity when you, X Factor Australia, when you did win that, to actually then be able to go, oh, I'm not just the person that can sing, I can also do all these other things as well, and you're able to dive into, you know, the business world that way?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, because one of the hardest things about being in this industry is staying sane, I think, and knowing that there's a, you know, realness that you have to keep. And I think I learned that really young because, you know, I was in it from such a young age and I had my family was with me, which I was really lucky about. But yeah, I learned all of the ins and outs by the time I was 21. I had been signed and dropped. So I think I got that part out of the way, and then I could really just get back to what's real about it, and that's just literally singing.
Well, the all-new Samantha Jade collection, exclusive to Bras and Things, is available from Bras and Things stores Australia-wide and online at brasandthings.com. Samantha Jade, you're going to stick around for us. We're going to play a song you might be familiar with. You might have had a little played a little part of it. If you could request one Samantha Jade song, which Samantha Jade song would you request, Samantha Jade?
Me? Oh, my God. Great question. Oh, it has to go with my fave, which is Firestarter.
Oh, okay. This is Joy 94.9. You're with Dylan Dean. We're on Mad Wednesday with Samantha Jade, and Samantha Jade has requested Samantha Jade's own single, Firestarter, on Joy.
We're flying from the sea tonight. Go on and take.
was Firestarter on Joy 94.9. It's Dylan Dean for Mad Wednesday, and we're joined by Samantha Jade again. We're very excited to have you still with us, and you're going to pack your bags pretty soon because you're heading on tour.
I know, I am. I'm so excited. I mean, I think as an artist, that's what you work towards your whole career, is to do a tour, and I think it's the most fun as well to perform live. You know, that's kind of the dream, to perform live every night. So
absolutely.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
And you've got your new album, Best of My Love, as well.
Yes, which is so exciting because that record, I feel like, is as visual as it is, you know, to, what's that word, to listen to. You need to see it, I think, to love it. And I think, you know, the choreography, the costuming, all of that plays a huge part.
So have you been coming up with big plans, big costumes, big outfits for the Best of My Love live tour?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Actually did a costume fitting today, which was really exciting. And we're just trying to get – I'm trying to get some change. I went to Celine Dion's concert the other night and I was absolutely crying my face off and losing it, not over how great she was. I mean, over that, but also over the costume changes and how many times she had changes. She had a hair change and I absolutely loved it. And so I left that concert and I was like, Kate, I need a costume change. I need more costume.
So you've come back to your team and gone, all right, guys, everything we planned, that's for the first 15 minutes. Now we need to step it up for everything else.
How long do you have?
Exactly.
How long do you have in the show to change into the costumes? It can't, obviously, it can't be an elaborate change. You don't get 15 minutes to get into your new cozy.
I mean, I wish. No, you don't. I mean, that's actually what we're going through, is how long do you actually have and how intense can this costume change be? But I'm like, why don't we figure out the outfit first and then the band can do an interlude.
And then Velcro, just Velcro everything.
You know what I'm really excited about for this Best of My Love tour is the fact that you're not just doing your own songs, but songs from all different ages as well. You're getting into the disco era with songs by Donna Summer, Gloria Gaynor, even the Bee Gees. So it must have been really exciting to sit down and go, let's look at all this awesome music and what am I going to put together for the show?
Absolutely. And I mean, the disco album just gave us so many options, and obviously they're some of the best songs of all time. So choosing actually what to put in the set and what to take out, that's probably been the hardest part, but I think people will be happy with the choices.
Do you end up playing around with the songs a bit and going, do you know what, we don't want to make this sound just like karaoke, we want to give our own little rhythm and spirit to it. So you have a bit of fun with it?
Oh, absolutely. And also, like, you know, combining some songs together and doing kind of different versions of songs and maybe starting acoustic with some. And that's a really fun process.
And also, you've got support by a familiar voice on Joy as well, someone who we also love to talk to, Alfie Arcuri.
No relation to me, because my surname is Arcuri as well.
Oh, there you go. I love Alfie. I mean, he's just a beautiful soul. Every time I meet him, I'm like, I want to take you home with me. I think he's one of the sweetest people I've ever met. But yeah, it's going to be great. I mean, bringing him, his voice is so amazing. He's going to warm up the crowd and then hopefully get him back to maybe do a little song in the middle of the
set. Oh, so there might be a duet? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying, yes.
Oh, you never know. I mean, well, the only way anyone's going to get to find out, really, is to actually get tickets and go and see your concert. And this is really fantastic because you're performing live all around Australia from the 18th of August in Sydney. Then you're jumping to Melbourne on Friday the 24th of August, back to Sydney, Brisbane, all through September. You've basically got a month-long tour where you're jumping around Australia, which must be really exciting.
Oh, my gosh. Like I said before, you work towards this moment. So it's really, really exciting and amazing. And you know, we're really just trying to put together the best show we can so that everyone can come and just have fun. I just want everyone to bring their dancing shoes and just forget about whatever is going on in their life just for that night and just to, yeah, let your hair down and have fun.
And just bring your disco ball in your suitcase because you'll just need it around Australia.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, tickets are already on sale to go and see Samantha Jade, Best of My Love, live in concert. We're going to put the details to that all up on our social media so you can grab your tickets to see Samantha Jade with special guest Alfie Arcuri. Samantha, we want to thank you for joining us today on Mad Wednesday. It's been such an absolute hoot and we can't wait to come and see you perform live.
Thank you, guys. Thanks. And yes, make sure you bring your little disco ball with you.
Oh, we know how to party. We know how. You're on Mad Wednesday with Dylan and Dean.
On Joy.
Yes, and we'll see you at the show.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day.
live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.